Okay, are you ready for it? Me too. It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So the hot gossip this morning, Jennifer Garner's very first foray into Comic-Con took an unexpected turn, and she documented it on Instagram.
We're stuck on this elevator. I need, could use
a... Went to B1.
I could use a Wolverine, I could use a Deadpool, I could use someone.
Take the stairs.
Yeah, we're looking for stairs.
Things got to reset it to this.
Okay. Thanks for having us here, my first Comic-Con. Okay, bye for now.
She's so sweet. Also at Comic-Con, Harrison Ford dismissed a question comparing his new role as Red Hulk to Indiana Jones.
Who deals better with snakes, Indy or Thaddeus Ross?
You know, I've always treated these questions with the utmost respect and somehow at the same time complete disdain. I will not answer that stupid question. But thank you.
Yeah, no, of course.
I mean,
it's an honor to know.
Delighted to have the opportunity.
My gosh, he can be so mean and yet so funny at the same time. Travis Barker of Blink 182 sold a personal boarding pass for $8 with the proceeds going to charity. And a physician's assistant was speculating about which cosmetic procedures Selena Gomez has undergone. Gomez herself replied that she's had nothing but Botox, but might look a little different due to a lupus treatment. Here's what Marissa, the PA, had to say.
When it comes to Selena, I literally have no idea what to attribute her physical changes to.
Mm-hmm. And this is part of her
pseudo apology. I
really
do mean the best, so I apologize if this rubbed you the wrong way in any way whatsoever.
That's a non-apology apology, honey. And Pauly Shore says he's still trying to make the Richard Simmons biopic happen, but there's a holdup with financing. In related Richard news, his housekeeper thinks he passed away from a heart attack. The Osbournes apologized to Britney Spears for their comments about her dancing videos. Or did they?
I'm so sorry for making that comment. However, it would be better if you didn't do the same dance every day. Change a few movements.
Yeah, they were all kind of rude. And Rolling Stones guitarist Ronnie Wood's son married the daughter of Iron Maiden guitarist Steve Harris. Well, that's a mashup for you. And Maya Rudolph opened for Vampire Weekend in Chicago with her Prince cover band called Princess. I know, it's pretty funny. They did the hits, you know, Let's Go Crazy, 1999. They also played a viral TikTok song, One Margarita. Yeah, I can't go any further than that. Okay, you know what I'm saying. And a dirt alert. So Tiffany Haddish faced some backlash after filming her visit to a grocery store in Zimbabwe, where she kind of showed surprise at its great condition and huge size. Take a listen.
Hey, y'all. So I'm out here in Zimbabwe, in Harare, and look at the grocery store. They got a grocery store. It's beautiful. It's beautiful in a grocery store.
Yeah, I don't, I didn't listen to the whole thing. Anyway, she defended herself on X, explaining that she aimed to challenge misconceptions about African living conditions because people were saying that she was following stereotypes. But anyway, do I care? No. No, I do not. Okay, that's it. That's your Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.